You're tuned to KCBX listener-supported public radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Just about a year after the first ever strike in San Luis Obispo County government history, the county and thousands of its workers have reached a deal. At the beginning of December, the San Luis Obispo County Employees Association, or SLOCEA, the county's largest union, made a deal for wages and compensation. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors approved it.
I have a second job because I cannot afford my one job, and not many employees can.
That's San Luis Obispo County employee Carrie Slater during the SLOCEA strike in December of 2018. SLOCEA, which represents close to 3,000 employees, was protesting the 0.5% raise members received that year. They wanted more.
I don't want to recommend salary increases now, which would turn and mean that we'd have to, years from now, we'd have to result in layoffs.
That's County Administrative Officer Wade Horton speaking to KCBX News in 2018. The county wasn't budging on that 0.5%. It hadn't accounted for any raises that year, but was offering a 2% wage increase the following year. Still, the union decided to strike.
It was more of a protest.
Pat McNamara is SLOCEA's general manager. He says the strike was essentially a practice run because the employees hadn't done one before.
We were pleased with the outcome. The membership wanted to demonstrate to the county that they're willing to do that, use that tool if they need to.
Minus a few libraries, the workers didn't fully shut down many county operations. Many health and safety workers still had to show up for work. But for several days, across town at the end of 2018, workers could be seen on sidewalks and street corners with their signs, and in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Here are SLOCEA members Kelly Wilson and Ashley Clark speaking to the board then.
We don't do what we do to get paid the big bucks, because I can assure you we don't get that. But we do what we do because we care about our community. But we should be also be able to be paid fair wages to be able to continue to live in the community that we serve.
And then everyone returned to work. And now, a year after the strike, the two sides reached a deal. Here's Pat McNamara again.
It resulted in about 7% in wage increases over 3 years. Quite a bit of that wage will actually be diverted to pension and then some other economic increases as well.
Those include increases in health care coverage, as well as some allowances for workers to buy new tools and uniforms, and a $500 bonus for all SLOCEA workers. McNamara says SLOCEA was also able to resolve a big issue for some members, reinstating something called callback pay. It had previously been reduced for employees like social workers, who sometimes have to get up in the middle of the night to do their jobs.
When usually one person's up in a household, the entire household is up. And, you know, a lot of folks, based on the work they do, they'll get multiple calls during the night.
The total cost to the county for the deal is nearly $1.3 million over the next few years. That will come from reserves, which, according to the county's financial forecast, seem solid. County numbers experts say revenue seems poised to increase, even with the possibility of a recession on the horizon for the American economy.
I think the county has prepared for it. The county has very healthy reserves. The reserves, you know, far exceed most counties in the state of California.
McNamara says the SLOCEA membership is happy with the deal, and now the union will be preparing for the next round of negotiations in 2022. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.